Hello, good evening. It's 10 o'clock. Welcome to the world tonight. I'm Chris Morris. Russia deploys its first hypersonic nuclear-capable missiles. How big a threat do they pose?
While the United States is starting to take this more seriously, we really do have to invest and catch up.
We look at anti-Semitism around the world and hear a warning from a veteran campaigner.
We are facing a situation where anti-Semitism opens the doors to all other forms of bigotry. So it isn't just the Jews who should be fighting this.
And the Hong Kong musician who wrote an anthem of protest for a new generation.
As a musician, I think I can provide them with more than helmets or umbrellas, more than physical equipment. I think a song, an idea is bulletproof.
That's all after the BBC News, read tonight by Mairead Devlin.
Survivors of a plane crash in Kazakhstan have described how the aircraft shook violently before it went.
Catherine Byrohanger reporting. As we come to the end of this year and the dawn of a new decade, some are wondering whether we're in danger of heading back to the 1930s. Anti-Semitism has certainly been a political issue in Britain this year. But across the world, the rise of anti-Semitic incidents and attacks in recent months has left many Jews more concerned than ever. That was the sound of an attack on a kosher market in New Jersey just a few weeks ago that left six people, including a gunman and a gunwoman, dead. One leading campaigner and monitor of anti-Semitism, Shimon Samuels, the director of international relations at the Simon Wiesenthal Centre in Paris, said of 2019, "We're not in 1933 just yet, but we are moving back to those times." I spoke to him a little earlier and asked him to set out his concerns.
I see this as a constant malaise. And I often use this metaphor. It's like a drop of mercury. When the environment is cool, it's very flat and almost invisible. But when the environment changes and it becomes heated, it burgeons and it mutates. And this, for me, means that it isn't a question of if. It's really a question of when and what are the circumstances. And the circumstances, let's say, Nazi Germany, there was a medium, and the medium was Nazi radio. Today, we have the internet and social media. My mentor, Simon Wiesenthal, always used to say one thing, and that was what begins with the Jews never ends with them. It becomes a serious scourge of general society. So anti-Semitism, I believe, it mutates. I believe that it's always there somewhere, and it will sometimes be opaque, and it will sometimes be something which is really of grave concern.
And obviously a lot of what you do is make sure people don't forget, to keep memories alive. And yet one of the incidents we've had recently was the removal of this carnival in Belgium from the UNESCO World Heritage List because of a tradition, a long tradition, rooted in the use of anti-Semitic imagery.
Absolutely. The town of Aus received the UNESCO status in 2010. And in 2013, the carnival had a very, very bad float. It was men dressed in Nazi uniforms who were whipping, others dressed in concentration camp pyjamas, and they were carrying these canisters which were marked Cyclone B, which was the gas that was used in Auschwitz. So we've protested very strongly, but we didn't get very far.
What's changed this year? Because this year's carnival displayed two large effigies of grinning Orthodox Jews with grotesquely large noses accompanied by bags of money and a rat.
It was that, and the fact that we had a favorable number of states in the UNESCO cultural heritage, 24 states when you come to the assembly, but particularly it was the president, who was Colombian, and Austria, the Philippines, and other states that agreed that this was, in fact, a violation of the principles of the UNESCO status, and they were to be delisted. Because it had UNESCO status, that brought in thousands of tourists. So maybe the number of tourists will go down.
And supporters of the carnival in Aus say it pursues a long tradition of edgy humour, that it mocks all religions and beliefs. Can you see any justification in any argument of that kind?
No, I don't. We are facing a situation where anti-Semitism opens the doors to all other forms of bigotry. So it isn't just the Jews who should be fighting this. oust was not just a Jewish issue, just as Corbyn was not just a Jewish issue. It was a British issue.
You've worked to highlight incidents of anti-Semitism for many years. You fear it's getting worse. What do we do about it?
Without a definition of what anti-Semitism is, police force, those who study it, they didn't really have a handle. But there is the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance that adopted what started out as a European Union working definition of anti-Semitism. The United Kingdom accepted that almost 4 years ago. But 17 member countries of the EU today have that definition, which makes it much, much easier to establish that this is anti-Semitism and this is not anti-Semitism. That in itself, I think, is important. And I think we have to be also very clear that there is a price to pay. Sometimes for reasons of the record, of course, we attack all forms of anti-Semitism. But there is a strange banality, and that is in the media. I got more attention for talking about a French alderman celebrating his 40th birthday with a cake, and the icing was in a swastika. Now, these are banal within the spectrum of anti-Semitism, but we also have to go after them.
Is anyone listening to you? Do you think the year to come is going to be better or worse than the year just gone by?
I tried to do a sort of mathematical equation, and out of the 115 interventions that we had in this past year, 32% of them actually changed the situation around.
Is that a cause for optimism or pessimism for so many that didn't bring about change?
Well, if I look back, it's going up. And though the situation is not a beautiful one, basically I feel that we can get our act together and we have to get our act together.
Shimon Samuels from the Simon Wiesenthal Centre. Now, in the last few minutes, the New Year's honours list has been released. We don't have time to tell you about all of them, but here are just a few musical clues.